This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Facing the future in the now, that's the DJV show's way of dealing with things that are going on. Conversation, you'll talk back to your radio or whatever device you're listening on, because the podcasts of this program are delivered automatically to your smartphone. Those of you who have been smart and have signed up, if you're wanting to go there, just visit blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com/DJV show, and get the... You sign up for it and get it every day. You can get the whole show delivered if you haven't got a radio station that you're listening to, or if you've gone into a city where we were and you can't find it now. TuneIn Radio is the place for the live stream of the program all day, every day. TuneIn Radio, go to Doug Steffen now for the entire program. Podcasts at the end of the program at blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. All right, so here we go. Victoria is here. Kara is here. Jennifer, not back on the morrow. Dwayne The Rock Johnson starts off our People in the News focus because he is a good example of a lot of good things, actually. I was looking at something. You know how Victoria's done something for me that really... she's introduced me to clickbait. So I see... this stuff. And I'm looking at, okay, well, there's a story about The Rock. And it's about his cars and his home and his all of that kind of stuff. And
right.
Going on. Because I was sort of interested. And then it led to, well, what's the home? What does Sylvester Stallone's house look like? And Jason Statham's house. What does that
oh,
look
boy.
Like?
You're on the map of the stars now.
Oh, my
now.
God. I spent 40 minutes clicking around
oh, boy.
The other night. And it was like mindless. And it was like watching some stupid movie on TV. Mindless stuff. But, you know, kind of interesting. Anyway, so The Rock took to his Instagram account to pay tribute to a 10-year-old named Jacob O'Connor after this youngster helped save his 2-year-old brother from drowning using CPR methods that he learned from watching San Andreas, which was the movie that The Rock was in, and he saved lives on screen. So this kid watched that, and so The Rock wrote back to him, quote, "This story grabbed my heart. 10-year-old Jacob found his 2-year-old brother Dylan lying face down in their pool. He pulled his brother out, started CPR and chest compression, saved the life of Dylan. Jacob said he learned how to do this by watching me in his favorite movie, San Andreas. I'm so amazed and impressed by this 10-year-old boy's heroic actions and his calm instinct in the middle of that kind of emergency. I now need to shake young Jacob's hand." And you can bet that The Rock will do that.
Somehow he'll make it happen.
Absolutely. Jump in his plane, go see this kid. But apparently he said that he mimicked the scene where Johnson saves his on-screen daughter in San Andreas. There's an earthquake, he tweets. Then it caused a tsunami, and there was a daughter there that was drowning. He got to her, got her out. Did the same thing to her. So happy endings all the way around. Good for this youngster and good for The Rock, who is a good example for, the guy's done fabulous things with his life. Jacob O'Connor, though, starting off his life at 10 with a plus, a big plus.
But what a remarkable thing for a 10-year-old boy.
To have the presence of mind.
Yeah, to watch the movie, and it's an action movie like The Rock is so good at, and to not just get swept up in, the death and destruction of the movie, which little boys tend to like watching, and instead he's learning CPR from it. That just blows my mind.
Yes,
this kid is special.
Yeah. Yep, it does. No question about it. All right, here's another person in the news today, Matt Burns, nickname Aristotle, not because it's not spelled like Aristotle. This is a fellow who likes to pretend to play the guitar, and so he used it to his benefit. He defended his title at the 22nd Air Guitar World Championships in Finland after competing in the finals against 15 contestants from other countries around the world, South Korea, Pakistan, Sweden, Britain, Canada, other countries. Came from Staten Island, New York, Victoria. Finished ahead of runners-up from Germany and Australia, who tied for second place. Here's another one. There's a 15-year-old from Japan who placed third in this air guitar championship. A heavy metal version of I Will Survive helped him win.
That so, just cracks me up. I mean, this is nerd fest.
Right, it's a joke, or at least it started off
so
that way.
So is this like karaoke, but with a guitar instead?
Yes.
Like you pick a song and just sing along or play along to it? Wow, this is...
Yeah. They call them choreographers, like guitar chords. Yeah, choreographers instead of choreographers.
Isn't it amazing when you find out all of the crazy things that are going on in the world?
People will do. Yep, it's good distraction. Speaking of distraction, how many people remember studying Yeats?
Sure.
In school. You remember Yeats?
Yeah. Yes. Did you ever study him, Kara?
Shelley. Excuse me. Go ahead, Shelley. Shelley. Kara.
Yes, my alter ego, Shelley. Yeah, a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Well, you know why I said Shelley, right? In coordination.
Yeah, because it's my name.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
No. Why don't you explain?
Well, There are English poets. This is the story. Let me get to the Yeats story first. But anybody who studied in high school or more likely in college, if you were not even an English major, but oftentimes you're exposed, I suppose Shelley in high school as well, to poetry of that era. And the two most famous writers were Shelley and Yeats. Anyway, the story from Yeats, he had written some love letters, and they sold at an auction in London for $2.5 million.
Wow.
Yeats was the probably best known poet from Ireland, Victoria.
Certainly one of, yeah. Right. Oscar Wilde's up there, too.
Yep, right. So they were predicted, the idea when they put him up for auction, the owner thought they'd get maybe $500,000, but five times that.
Wow.
133 letters between Yeats and his first lover, Olivia Shakespeare. I don't think she was related. Was she?
I don't think so, no. I think it's different spelling.
Spelled the same way. Yeah,
yeah,
right, exactly. The couple considered eloping but concluded they were better friends than lovers and remained in touch till the end of their lives. After her death, her son-in-law returned the letters to the Yeats family, and so that's where they have been, and now the family, whatever was left of it, wants to cash out. So there's also a collection of oil paintings that apparently are attributed to his brother, and they sold for $330,000.
Wow.
A lot of people place a lot of value on these things, but it's like a lot of other things.
Just to put it in perspective, this gives me hope for humanity that Yeats's letters would sell for $2.5 million.
That's
great, because a couple weeks ago we talked about Madonna's love letter to Tupac, and that only sold for like $10,000. So that means the world is right in that sense.
Yes, I suppose. Yep. The family released the following statement. We're delighted that I guess both the poetry and the paintings are going to be exhibited and available for everybody to see. They were bought by a collector who wants to have them exposed, visible. So it's nice. Yeah. Can you imagine? You ever write? All right. So this is true confessions time. Love letters, Victoria. You wrote nice love letters, I'm sure, to Lewis. Are you good at? Do you like to write love letters? Have you written some really good ones? Have you gotten some good ones?
Not since high school. Because
really?
Because everything's been emails.
No.
And it's not the same.
Oh,
it's not the same. But no, Lewis and I have never written anything. I mean, we write cards to each other for, you know, birthdays and events and things like that, and that's where we tend to write our love letters, you know. Yeah. But beyond that, no, not since high school. Technology has ruined romance.
I've written, well, in my... All right, so, Kara.
look at that. He starts, and then you go, oh, no, all right, let's deflect to Kara. Yeah.
What about you and love letters, Kara? Come on.
Oh, I think the last time I got a love letter was in second grade.
Yes.
I did. I got an anonymous card delivered to my house, and it told me how much they liked me, and the principal of my school wouldn't help me figure out who it was. But I found out in eighth grade that it was a guy that I'd been friends with in elementary school who moved away to Canada.
You waited 6 years to find out who he was in Canada by the time you found
him? It wasn't my fault. I tried to find out who it was, but there wasn't an address, so I just gave up, and, you know, he was anonymous.
Did you suspect
him
at all?
And then he messaged me on MySpace in eighth grade.
See, technology. See, but did you suspect him at all?
I did suspect it was him, but I was also, like, in second grade. I guess I could have broached it later on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, second grade, I was a little awkward, and I was like, well, do I just go up to this random person and ask? But anyways, it was very cute.
Speaking of Canada, Canadian passports now offering...
One heck of a segue, Stefan.
So romantic.
Segue.
It's the Segway Serenade here
We're
on
gonna
the
We're going to call
TV
it
show.
The Stefan Segway.
Stefan Segway to Canada, adding a third gender option to their passports now.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
I didn't either. There's seven other countries that have a third option now. Australia, Nepal, India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Malta, and New Zealand have a third gender option. So,
I mean, I don't think of Pakistan as being that progressive.
No, progressive.
Or like Nepal.
They were the first ones to do it, Pakistan was.
That's crazy.
Back in 2009. Yeah. They have a mixed history with the sex change stuff, intersex and transgender issues. They recognize transgender women, apparently, as a legal gender. Anyway, that doesn't mean they're treated well, by the way.
Right.
This is not a part of the world that's very open-minded, but at least that is a very interesting oxymoronic sort of thing when you look at it that way. It just doesn't seem that this would be, as you said, the place in the world where people would be doing this sort of thing. And they call them, it's a male, female, or indeterminate. There it is. Check that box.
That's
19 past the hour. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fourth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
The final days of the Ford summer sales event are here, and so is our best offer of the year on F-150. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, sale ends September 5th. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand, and save big on the Ford F-150. Just announced, 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Get to your Ford dealer. The summer sales event ends soon.
Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Hot hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Great balls of fire.
Kiss the baby.
Feels good.
Yeah, very good.
Hold me, baby.
Well, I'm off to love you like I love the shoe.
Well, you're like fine. You're fine. So kind.
Well, that you might,
Jerry Lee Lewis, not a happy camper because of being snubbed by those son of a bees at the Country Music Hall of Fame. He doesn't understand why his contributions to country music haven't been recognized. And I would add to that, yeah, why is it? Just because he's a pedophile or whatever it is that he did, maybe that's what it amounts to. He's 81 years old now, though. Was honored by George Strait, Kris Kristofferson, Chris Stapleton, Leanne Womack during a live concert series at Skyville. He found fame as a youngster, played the piano for Sam Phillips at Sun Records, and became friends with Elvis and Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash. And so all together, the four of them were known as the Million Dollar Quartet. Can you imagine being in a session with these four guys in the studio together? And a lot of stuff they did early on, they were all on it together.
Did you ever see that Broadway show? It was great. It was called Million Dollar Quartet.
No.
It ran a couple years ago. Yeah, my parents saw it and they loved it.
It would have been great. Yep. His energy, his ego, showcased in songs like this. Whole lot of shaking going on. Great balls out. Fire these songs. His career was derailed because of his marriage to his cousin, who was only 13 at the time. So maybe they've got long memories under the circumstances. But he had so much great music. I mean, is that what gets in the way of it? Is it because it's like Pete Rose not being in the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame? He belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He may be a despicable character, but he was a great baseball player.
Right.
And the same holds true for Jerry Lee Lewis. Yeah, he's a despicable human being, but he's got a lot of great music, so what are you honoring there?
Right.
Listen to their music.
The weird thing about that, though, I don't really think it's about the 13-year-old cousin, because she was already his third wife, and he went on and had four more.
Right. So what
I don't
is
know.
It then?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a petition online calling attention to the fact that he's not in the Country Music Hall of Fame. I'd like to start a petition like that to find out why the Moody Blues are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, by the way. Same thing.
A lot of people ask that.
Jerry Lee Lewis, was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from early on. 1986 he went in. So he says, I don't understand why I'm not in it. They got it stirred up and people are talking about it. I don't know why they don't put me there. I don't understand it. So there seems to be, if you look at the music community in Nashville, there's a lot of support for him being included in that elite group. He's referred to, by the way, whether you knew this or not, as the killer.
What? I've never heard that.
Yeah,
no.
The killer, he used to be called it. The pop people never called him the killer. The rock, the country people called him the killer. He said, quote, you know, I was at the age I didn't really know what was going on with him. This is Toby Keith writing about, I know his country songs, I know he's a singer, but I never thought about him being in the Country Music Hall of Fame. He says, I think there's no question about it. I'd vote for him tomorrow. And the same basic comments from other people who are in country music. He said,
I mean, I think at this point, who would vote against him?
Yeah, yeah. Womack said that his contributions to music, no matter the genre, make him eligible for this. Yeah. I think, but you see, these are all clubs.
Yeah.
These organizations, again, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, same thing. It's a club. And if they don't want you in, they don't want you in. And the same thing is true. And it sure has nothing to do with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, as I say, the Country Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame, is all clubs. Not really about how good they have been, whoever the person is in there.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused 2 breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Water here. Speaking of water, this is the DJV show where I'm a member of, what are we talking about, in various halls of fame. I'm not a member of the Radio Hall of Fame, the Disc Jockey Hall of Fame, the Talk Show Hall of Fame. I don't belong to any of those. I just survive. I'm just here, year after year after year after year.
Hey, you're the, don't sell yourself short. You are the equivalent, you're the talk show equivalent of the Moody Blues, and that's okay.
I am, in a manner of speaking. That's a way, interesting way to put it. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keeling, Kara Schillen are here. Jen Jen is off today. I've taken, through the course of my career, I've learned a lot from others. I've picked up some things of my own. Anybody, and I say this not sounding, hopefully, like an egotistical you know what I mean. But I have a I know that I have a personality that is different. And so I've taken, through the years, a lot of appropriate for the time. But, you know, as I've matured, I guess I've just relied on whatever ability I have to communicate, have a conversation with people. I don't have, this program is not filled with bells and whistles. Every once in a while we have fun. I'll say to Kara, go find that song, or maybe we'll have a silly jingle, whatever. But all that stuff is passé now. People, when they listen to a conversation, they listen to conversations. There are so few of them, and I, again, don't mean to sound like, you know, a jerk, but there are not a lot of good people on the radio anymore. They just aren't. There are the one-note sambas, the disc jockeys, because they've stopped paying the big companies, you know, that have sort of gotten together and consorted and kind of ruined the business, in a manner of speaking. The really talented people are gone. You can see that, Victoria, at Sirius. We were talking about Jay Thomas the other day.
Yeah.
He passed away. And there's a guy, my God, fabulous talent, great imagination, had a lot of fun, had a good voice. He was just that quirky enough to, you know, be able to kind of make it on his own. And because he was expensive, they didn't want him. They got one expensive guy there, and that's Howard Stern. They didn't want anybody else there that's expensive. And so he ran into a buzzsaw, and it's a good thing he had Howard and Howard's agent on his side, or he'd have gotten booted, even though he'd be a fabulously talented guy.
Yeah.
And that's been the case in radio stations. I mean, a lot of the guys, now CBS is going to merge with a company called Entercom, and CBS will pretty much be gonzo, and most of the big money talent will be gone as well, because that's not the way the company is run. I thought an interesting guy who's a very good friend of mine, who's an agent and among other people, Scott Shannon, got him re-signed at the number that he was getting before. He'll be one of the few people in New York that are making what they deserve. There were plenty of times during my career when morning hosts were making, especially in the bigger cities, $2, $3, $4 million a year, because they were fabulously good at advertising, they brought an audience, and they were worth every penny of it. Today, there are still those people, but the companies don't want to pay. It's kind of a silly reality. And I'm just going off on this a little bit, because I was thinking, as I was having my fruit a few minutes ago, how fabulously fortunate I am to be able to do this still and do it my way. And it's based on...
You're your own boss.
What I have in my head, what I have in my stomach, what I have in my heart, and the people who are around me, like Victoria and Kara and Jennifer. I've worked for a long time to find a good ensemble. And at some points in time, when the content of the program was necessarily different, there were other people who were there. And they were good. They added... But so the older, some of the older listeners would like it if I went back to the days when Richie was on all the time, and we had these big fights with Nancy Skinner about politics. But it's just not, that's not what's in my mind, in my heart at the moment. I love Richie, but I don't want to fight with him. I don't want to have a fight on the air. I don't want to have a fight in my life. It's just not part of what I am all about. So I don't think I have to apologize for anything, even though every once in a while I miss the silly stuff myself. The silly, stupid jingles, the things that are dropped in that are just, you know. Instead, when there's something, it used to be like Weird Al Yankovic. There's a new song that he has. I want to hear the whole thing. I want Kara to play the whole thing. And even if you have it there, Kara, if you
please don't nuke us, North Korea, right?
Yeah. In the old days, we'd just play the line, the slug line, and that would be it. But, okay, so that intrigues you, and you maybe go buy the record or whatever it is. But I think my job here is to be as complete as possible. And, yeah, I mean, in the music segments, can we play all the songs? No. But there's reference to the stories about the musicians or the songs that are interesting conversation, and that's why they're here. Because it's not a music show. This is a show about things that are going on conversationally. But the Weird Al Yankovic, see, that stuff speaks to me. That's silly stuff. If I could get away with screwing off on the air all the time, that's what I do. I just tell silly, foolish stories. But that isn't helpful to people. And I believe that we are here to help as much as anything else. We're here to entertain, to converse about things, to be heartfelt, offer our hope and our help and information for people to consider. But we are here to fool around once in a while. So where's the Weird Al Yankovic when I want it? Where is Weird Al? Have you got that?
Yeah, in a second.
In a second?
Annihilators, if you have a chance, that's such an antisocial thing to do. You've got a crapping our collective pants. May I suggest you take it down a notch or two? We're not exactly sure why you're upset. Did that Seth Rogen movie make you super mad? You'd like us if you got to know us, I bet. We're mostly harmless, decent people. Hey, we're really not so bad. My point is, please don't nuke us, North Korea.
That's basically the song. It repeats itself five times. But it's just a good way to get ourselves off of it. And, you know, because there's such a fog in the news media now, you don't really know what's true or what isn't, what's going on behind the scenes. We're all in the, you know, kind of like, okay, what's going on mode. We think the worst, and unfortunately, I don't want to do that. I want to think the best of people and of circumstance and make the best of them. So, anyway, I don't know. I got off on this, too, because I was thinking about how it is that we are where we are and what it is that makes that that sort of is resounding. What is it that stays with people and stuff, silly stories like that, people talk about that all day long if they haven't heard it before now. Instead of talking about Kim Jong-un and what a little worm he is, there's something else that adds to the mix. So then that's what I want to do is add to the mix. Okay. Enough said, 43 past the hour. Okay, let's get into one of the other things about my job that's important, and that's bringing you remarkable products, talking about things that will help your life, like the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies capsule that you can take every single day. You hear a lot about Balance of Nature now on this program because they're good and they're helpful. I am moderately selective. I mean, if somebody wants to get on the program and pay to tell their story, and I don't like them after the story gets told. Like somebody came to me. Remember, I told you a story about Walmart, Victoria. Because I'm not a big fan of Walmarts, and they were advertising heavily here. And I went on the air after one of the commercials, and I pretty much trashed it. And because I'm on in Bentonville, where Walmart's headquarters are, the lady who was in charge of advertising for Walmart called the agency, because she heard what I said, called the agency and said that I had to apologize on the air. And I said, I'm going to apologize on the air. I didn't. It cost me $86,000.
Whoa. But
then
I did not know that. Jeez.
Yeah, I thought I told you that.
No.
Sam's Club came back. We came on in place of that, because Sam's Club is another Walmart company.
Right.
And their advertising replaced the Walmart. And I have nothing bad to say about Sam. As a matter of fact, I thought Sam Walton was one of the greatest American stories that ever took place. Here's a guy who came.
You mean there's a real Sam behind Sam's Club?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
I don't know any of that.
The founder of Walmart was Sam Walton.
Oh.
And he had a little old pickup truck. He used to go around and deliver things to people from his store. He had a store in Bentonville, and it was called Walton's, I believe, or Sam's Place, or something like that. And then it became, he built another one, and he went another place in Arkansas, and the thing grew. But no, Sam Walton. I don't know how many years ago this would have been, probably 50, 60 years ago, when it started, and now his family, his heirs, are among the wealthiest in the world, because of his concept and how it spread like wildfire. But I think the lady was smart enough who heard me talking about it knew that I had an affinity for Sam. So, and Walmart, he'd be rolling around. I think if he saw what the Walmarts were in his name now, I think he'd roll around in his grave, frankly. It wasn't it wasn't his idea. Sam's Club, though, is more in line, if I know correctly, and I'm, you know, maybe off base a little bit here, but was more in line with the way he did things. He did things like I do things, in a way. He just, you know, he saw a need, and he turned it into money. You know the old expression, follow your passion and the money will follow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know that? Well, that's kind of what Sam was about. I thought he was a fabulous American story. And the fact that you didn't know that makes me think a lot of other people listening to the program don't know where Walmart came from.
Yeah.
So just Google Sam Walton, and he wouldn't know what to do with Google.
And Sam's Club, I think, was the first big box store, right,
yeah,
where you could buy things in bulk, and Costco came way after that.
Yeah,
but
Costco, BJ's.
Right, but I think Sam's was probably the first one.
Yeah, and Walmart.
Which is groundbreaking, if you think about it.
Yeah, it was
fabulous. That really is. That changed how a lot of Americans shopped.
Yep.
I mean, my cousin works for an online company called Boxed.com, and it's basically an online version of Sam's Club. It's all big box stuff. But instead of going to Costco or Sam's Club or BJ's, you just order it online. You have an online membership, and then they ship it to your house.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't exist if Sam Walton hadn't done what he did.
Right. Sam Walton is one of the great studies in business school. People who go to business school learn about business by studying businesses, and the Sam Walton story and Walmart, which comes out of it, but more Sam's work, is a great study in Americana, frankly, as far as I'm concerned. Another great American story. Anyway, so I was starting to tell you the story of Balance of Nature, because they are the same sort of thing. They belong here. Me telling this story fits like a glove into the world of our broadcast and into the world of what your needs are, because I know many of you don't eat well, and you want to. So Balance of Nature provides the nutrients. 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies. And you take one of these capsules every day, you get the nutrients of 9 to 10 servings of these different fruits and vegetables. What a concept. It's a powdered stuff, the same kind of thing as Super Beets. I use that as an analogy because it's basically the same technique. But they do it with all kinds of fruits and vegetables. Put them together, and you got a great boost for your immune system. You want to improve your immune system, which is the key to health. 720%. Every capsule does that. It boosts your immune system, your daily immune system workings, by 720%. What a fabulous story, and a great way for you to start your day every day. Multivitamin and Balance of Nature. That's it. Put it together. 800-246-8751. I think that number is so cool. 2468751. Call that number now. Use the DJV code to get a special discount on Balance of Nature and its products. Any product. They also have a health coach available at that number. 800-246-8751. So he will or she will explain to you at no charge how to take steps to give yourself better overall health, kind of like the service we offer with our own Dr. Jack Stockwell. So get the best of all possible health worlds, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com to get this product using the promo code DJV.
There's only one way to feel like a total boss. Switch your family to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. Hook up your loved ones with four lines on America's largest, most dependable network for only $25 per line per month. Have fun with that unlimited talk and text, plus 15 gigs of high-speed data. Mayor of Bosstown. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at major retailers. Plan features, coverage, and limitations may vary. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Past the hour now, time for a visit or a continuing conversation. I think that's a better way of putting it, because Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health is a very important cog in the wheel of information here. And because he has a different point of view than some, it makes his contribution very valuable. So I appreciate Jack being here from his high atop the hills of Salt Lake City, Utah, where it always is snowing, no matter what time of year it is. Oh, you go. Any time of the year I've ever been there, there's always been snow-capped, you know, mountains there. It's really a very interesting reality. But it's a beautiful place, and Jack's a beautiful person, and he offers great services at his hidden, forbiddendoctor.com. Yeah, I came across somebody who had a website called Hidden Doctor. Have you ever seen this? There's another.
No, I haven't. But that's the concept of the forbidden doctor, which is right. The hidden doctor inside you that you're forbidden to know about.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All healing is self-healing.
We treat different issues with a laser-like focus. And one of the things that's been on my mind and on Jack's mind lately is the fate of our children. You know, when you get older and you get in your habit and you're not eating well, that's one thing. But when you push that onto your children by your bad example. Look at this mess. Go through some of these stats here that you found, Jack. Excuse me.
You want me to go through them?
Yeah, yeah. I want to know. We've got all of these children that are getting sicker and sicker in our country.
Yeah. This is the current status. 1 in 3 children are overweight. 1 in 5 is obese. 1 in 6 has learning disabilities. 1 in 11 has asthma. 1 in 68 has autism. 1 in 42 boys has autism. And there are those who are claiming the numbers are worse than that for autism.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 10 has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. 1 in 20 has food allergies. And 1 in 2 have a chronic illness. And as Mary has pointed out in a number of our podcasts, what we have done is we have traded infectious diseases that you and I grew up with for the chronic diseases that kids have today. And we've
that are based on lifestyle. The things that we overcame when we were kids, whether we knew it or we didn't know it, were things that were around that we didn't have any choices. They happened because they were there. In this circumstance, every single one of these things has a choice connected to it. Does it not?
It does. I talked to a mother last night who she's a patient in the clinic, and her child had an ear infection and called in wanting to make sure that the antibiotic that she had been prescribed by the pediatrician was okay. And I said, listen, I'm not a pediatrician, but I take care of ear infections in my clinic all the time. And there is an herbal concoction you can use for that without destroying the child's gut. That's hardly even getting started in growth with antibiotics so early in its life. I mean, we give out, you see antibiotics for kids 2 years old as much as you would see hot dogs and beer at a baseball game.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't escape this, and I think the heavy use of antibiotics, the overuse of heavy vaccinations, the lack of proper nutrition for these kids, eating out of boxes and bags and cans, is changing the old infectious disease problem that we had as kids that we got over with within a week to these chronic diseases now that absolutely plague us.
All right, so what do we do about it?
Well, one thing we do is we start looking. Well, listen to the Forbidden Doctor, for one thing, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Yep.
Yes, and we will probably be getting into this very quickly, very soon with another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But we have 126 of them out there now. The most recent one, of course, was on Lyme disease, the hidden factor behind it. But we have a lot of podcasts regarding the immune system, to build the immune system, to clean up the gut, to clean up the environment inside our body.
Here's something else that is a sign of the times. Children who sleep less at increased risk for type 2 diabetes. The link between a shorter sleep set, diabetes in adults, but now they're tying it to, researched 4,500 youngsters 9 and 10 years of age, various ethnic backgrounds. On average, their parents reported they slept 10 hours a night, with 95% sleeping between 8 and 12 hours. The less sleep, the more likely the children are to have higher body mass indexes, which leads to type 2 diabetes, which is sort of a specific focus on one of these things that you're talking about here.
Well, it comes down to this diet and the overweight, the obese. 1 in 3 kids overweight, 1 in 5 is obese. And obese, if I remember correctly, the current standard is 35 pounds overweight.
Yeah.
If you're 35 pounds overweight for your size, it's considered obese, and we've got to look at the diet and the...
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.